the farmer has, they have a commercial poison. You know, we used to take our automobiles and back up the hole, yeah. Put our exhaust pipe in there.
Yeah.
You can kill them out with that exhaust, you know. Of course, it'll kill anything if they have to breathe, if that's monoxide gas. Mm-hmm. That was the first way we had to kill them.
Do snakes live in those holes with prairie dogs?
I doubt that.
I do too.
I doubt it very much. I've been told it did, but I've never proven that. Now, the only snakes I've ever seen living actually in the ground that I knew of was, of course, in the early day here we had rattlesnakes.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd find any kind of a cave where there was a crevice or a cave, mm-hmm. a snake could get back in those and stay there.
Watch out.
Yes, sir, you had to watch them too. But now we've got the rattlesnake killed out of this. We don't. There's none in this county now, but you go 100 miles north and that's still real thick.
Yeah, you get up around O'Keene there.
Oh, yeah, they have those rattlesnake hunts every spring.
Yeah.
Get them to the thousand. I'd be afraid to live up there.
I would too.
But if people live, I don't think anything about it.
Well, do you have any special word for all this kind of animal, owls and woodpeckers and skunks and squirrels?
Well, what do we? You mean one word that covers the whole?
Yeah.
There is one. Let's see. It don't occur to me now.
Varmints or?
Oh, no, we don't think of a varmint as being I may be wrong about it. We always call a varmint a destructive animal.
Uh-huh.
Something that destroys stuff.
Uh-huh.
A bird or something that we might get a little enjoyment out of, or we wouldn't dare call him a varmint.
Uh-huh.
A varmint to us was a mean something.
Uh-huh.
Something that bites you. Uh-huh. Now, I may be wrong. I don't think about what a varmint is, only if that was the way I was raised.
Uh-huh.
Well, they'd say those are regular old varmints.
Uh-huh. Did you have oyster suppers around here in the early days?
Sure. What do you mean, regular oysters?
Yeah, regular ones. It'd be shipped in, maybe make oyster stew.
Yeah. But now, there's another oyster supper here that you don't know anything about.
That's mountain oysters?
Mountain oysters.
Yeah.
But you still have them.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, these old cowboys get out here, you know, get out here and cast away a big bunch of carrots, you know, and mm-hmm. save those testicles and put them on ice. And it's a fact. And then they'll call the boys in. It's not a mixed group.
Yeah, it's just one just, way.
Just for men.
Uh-huh.
And they'll eat them things, but so help me, I won't do it. I've never been that hungry yet.
Well, I might, but I don't know.
I wouldn't if I knew it, I mean.
I'd have to feel awful friendly.
Well, now, listen, I ate the best of them one time and didn't know it. But after it was over, the woman told me what they were, and I had enjoyed them. But now at, listen, Mom, come here just a minute. I'm wrong about this. At Cloud Chief a few years ago in the schoolhouse, we had a mixed supper there. And am I not right about this? They said mountain oysters or chicken. They had men and women, and Troy Maddox fried them.
Mm-hmm.
And many of those old boys would take the mountain oysters, but I took the chicken. We had men and women both there.
Well, I would have had chicken with you, I do believe.
I took the chicken, but all those old formidable cowboys, they ate the oysters right, sitting right down at the table with us with the chicken. And there's women there too, and kids. But not me. I know that they got a old boy there to cook him, you know, he rolled his sleeves up and he claimed he knew just. He tried to law them off on me. I said, you eat them, I don't care for them. I'll take the chicken. And he did, he just ate them. And we've got an old boy out there now. he's a bachelor, about 60 years old. He's not financially able to buy a lot of meat.
Mm-hmm.
And just as sure as the boy and I, my son and I go down to a farm. We do about once or twice a year to castrate our steers. He said, now I want to go with him, bring that home. He takes those home and cleans them, eats every one of them.
Mm.
He does it, yes. Yes.
My goodness.
He does it.
Did you say you fished much?
Did I say what?
Did you go fishing much?
I never was much of a